give you a framework for looking at what Wikipedia has done to the landscape. And when Wikipedia started in 2001, very few people thought you could mobilize strangers who never met each other to do productive work. But we're going to talk about how to visualize and conceptualize what has happened to the news industry when talking about content and curation. And we use that word a few times today, but I really think curation is a really good word that few people have really dove into and really analyzed. So everyone knows the problem with Wikipedia, right? It works in practice, but not in theory. Everyone tells you how it works, and you say there's no possible way it could work, yet you use it every day. It is now a top 10 website in the world for almost any market you look at. Just a quick 30-second introduction to Wikipedia. A lot of you might know that it started first as a commercial encyclopedia, even though today it's a nonprofit. It started as Wikipedia.com, and it was started by two folks, Larry Sanger and Jimmy Wales. It was started as a for-profit encyclopedia. They hired Larry Sanger as the only full-time employee, and they were trying to mobilize volunteers to go through a seven-step rigorous academic process to create an encyclopedia. They were mobilizing volunteers, but you had to prove you had a higher degree, normally a PhD, to be a contributor to Wikipedia. And after 1 year of paying Larry, mobilizing volunteers, how many articles did they create in 1 year? 12. All right, not a very good output. So what happened was they started to look at what other people were doing on the internet. They found a guy named Ward Cunningham who created a piece of software called a wiki. And if you've ever been to Hawaii, you know that the wiki bus in the Polynesian language means it's the fast bus that goes between terminals at the Hawaii airport. And he named the software a wiki because it allowed for people to come on the internet and quickly edit a website so they could share their programming practices, their success stories. And it was this very vibrant computer programming community. And the Wikipedia folks took that, or the Newpedia folks took that, and used it as a way to start their articles. And then they realized this is not just a way to start their articles, they were producing really high quality content with this wiki method where anyone could edit any page. So today we see Wikipedia's impact as being not only a top 10, but in many markets a top 5 website that's out there. Since 2006, it's overtaken some of the biggest media firms you can imagine in terms of traffic and influence. For the Dutch users here, you know that there's over 600,000 articles, which is quite an accomplishment. And if you look at the properties inside the Netherlands, it's number 9 in terms of popularity. So I thought I'd show you this example as a real indication of how influential Wikipedia is, and specifically the Arabic language. So this in itself could be a whole presentation, but this is a graph that shows the relationship between blogs in the Arabic blogosphere. So these are all the blogs in the Arabic language, and you'll see that this is what we call kind of an affinity graph, or a place where you see blog site links to another blog site in the Arabic blogosphere. If two websites link to each other a lot, they're closer together on this map. If they never link to each other, they're on opposite ends of this. And by using this algorithm and putting hundreds and hundreds of blogs into this diagram, you can now see there are different poles or different areas of interest in the Arabic blogosphere. So we can see that in the upper left-hand corner where it's yellow are the Kuwaiti bloggers. The lower part where it's Saudi Arabian bloggers is the green part. And these are folks who tend to link to each other, and you can see different things. Egyptian bloggers, secular reform bloggers, and then lower right-hand corner, the Muslim Brotherhood. These are folks who want a Islamic government, right? So very different than the Kuwait side, which is a very secular type of thing. What's really interesting is if you look at these different groups of bloggers, they link to different news sources. So Al Jarida, which is a prominent website in Kuwait, the Kuwaiti bloggers tend to link to that news site. If you look at this next one, Torturing Egypt, which documents human rights abuses and is very opinionated about this, you find that a lot of the secular bloggers and the Egyptian bloggers link to torture in Egypt. And then if you look at Western media, the yellow and the red sources here, or blogs, tend to link to the New York Times, and these are very Western-friendly types of bloggers, the ones in Lebanon, the ones in Kuwait. If you don't find anyone on the other side in the Muslim Brotherhood or Egypt linking to New York Times at all. And that's what you see in these graphs. Now, the really interesting thing is, among all these groups, one of the few news sites that gets linked to by everyone in the Arabic blogosphere, you can probably guess, Al Jazeera, right? I think someone mentioned there the Al Jazeera conference. So Al Jazeera is linked to from both the conservative folks, the Western folks. It really is a kind of a universal touchstone for the Arabic bloggers. The only other site that you see like this is Wikipedia, which is really fascinating if you think about it, right? So it's a grassroots encyclopedia. It is linked to from people who want a Islamic government to people who think that it should be more liberal in the Middle East, all different types of folks linked to both Al Jazeera and Wikipedia, Al Jazeera being a traditional news organization, Wikipedia anything but a traditional news organization. So what it tells you is that there's a crowd at work, and I guarantee you Paul and I did not coordinate the slide, we just independently both had this slide. This is a very famous saying in the internet and OS community, or operating system community. Given enough eyeballs, all bugs are shallow. What are some of the Wikipedia lessons that we find? And that's what we're going to go through today and show you some of the ways of illustrating this. And I know that we often hear this term, user-generated content, and probably a lot of news directors and even journalists look at this and say, it's a big world. What is this stuff called user-generated content? And I'd like to break it down into two other types of ways of looking at this. You can see the audience creating stuff, or you can see the community as curating, organizing, sifting, analyzing, fact-checking stuff. And that's where you want to separate creation and curation. So the best example of how we are confused a lot about how to categorize folks is this question that you probably ask all the time, or your news director asks all the time: are bloggers journalists? And people in the journalism community are sick and tired of listening to this question all the time. It's a really tired question. So some are, most aren't. And the most interesting question is not are bloggers journalists, but what kind of standards do you adhere to? Amateur standards or pro standards? What is your business model? Is it non-commercial or commercial? So that's why I like to show people this matrix, which explains this a lot better. So you have, in the upper left-hand quadrant there, you have some people who are amateurs at what they do and have amateur standards. Most bloggers fall into this category, right? They're just very opinionated, they're not concerned with the facts, they just spout off what they are feeling. But you also have professional or news organizations with professional standards. The New York Times is a great example of this. But what we see with Wikipedia and other blogs that are out there that are being responsible for what they're putting out there are they are non-commercial entities, but they have professional standards. Okay, so it's much more complex than just saying are bloggers journalists. And then you also have commercial entities with amateur standards, and of course we all know that this is Fox News. So it's important to understand this, right? So